Well, I know that you're performing. It's kind of like, I don't know, I've kind of dubbed it a mini Lilith Fair. It's like Sophie B. Hawkins and you and Paula Cole. How fun is this show going to be? Are these kind of like, I don't know, like a collab of performers you love to perform with?
You know, I have not, I don't believe I've ever performed. Oh, yeah, you know what? Maybe both, but not where, like, I don't remember, like, hanging with them or playing with them or anything like that. This sounds like it'll be a little bit more intimate anyway. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I worshiped these women's songs when I was, younger, and it's kind of surreal to get to play with some of your heroes, right? It's pretty cool.
Totally. Actually, no, it's funny. I got to interview Sophie B. Hawkins a few weeks ago, too, and I was telling her about Saskatoon and, the venue. It's like right by the this beautiful river, and I think she's up for going stand-up paddleboarding. Are you going to join? And I'm envisioning you guys all stand-up paddleboarding in a pond and then coming and performing. How cool would that be, hey?
Oh, yeah. We should do it as, like, yeah, like we all kind of come in together and like a big, you know, entrance kind of thing on the paddleboards would be really cool. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? You guys are like a little boating, stand-up paddleboarding adventure, and then you wind up at the end.
Right.
And then start performing.
Now,
I think it's a great idea.
Is it not dangerous on the river? Oh, but it'll be more on the pond there, right?
Well, yeah. The river, I don't know. You know, there has been some harder years. The water level is so low right now that it's really not overly scary this year. So, yeah, no, it's definitely.
Yeah, you got to watch with those rivers, you know? They're sometimes scarier than lakes, yeah.
Oh, totally. We have a famous boat that goes up and down the Prairie Lily, and it's actually, the water's so low now, it can't even go now. So, like I say, I think you're good. I think you guys can go out and have some fun.
Okay.
All right, let's talk.
Right, I'm a big stand-up paddler, so sure.
Oh, right on. That's so cool. Rick's excellent. I wanted to ask you about your debut album. Still resonates with people. Like, I know you said you looked up to some people, but, you know, you've been making music for years and years now. When you hear those early songs or perform them again, what do they bring up for you?
Oh, dear God, it's so early for such an existential question.
Sorry, I got so deep on you.
Geez, we went from like a little stand-up battle, like entrance to the show, to like, and so you're gonna die soon. How does that feel?
I don't think I said that.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, it's weird, right? Like, it's every song. The only way I could describe it is it's almost like they're all these like different little colors, and you have I paint a little bit. I'm terrible, but I like to paint once in a while. And, you have all these little colors in your palette, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, they make up you, right? And so, I go to play one of the songs live, and it's like dipping my paintbrush into this little part of my life, and off I play it, right? I don't know. And then it's weird too, because then if I hear the song, oh my God, Rain and I crack up so much. Sometimes like the boys will just play one of our songs like on Spotify as it was back then. And like, we just die laughing. I don't know what it is. It's like hearing this person that you were, you know, an iteration of yourself that you no longer are. It's funny, you can be really attached to certain iterations of yourself, or you can reject them and just want to skirt over them, right? Like the songs are kind of like that, because they represent a time of your life. And I don't know, Gregor, it depends on how big the hit was. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You know, here's the thing, though. I totally get what you're saying. That's what fascinates me about music, is how it... you hear a song and it just like whoosh, like just transports you to a
triggers you
a moment or something in life, and it's like and then like it's like you can almost smell and taste it and feel it again. It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
the music
there.
Does that. Yeah,
isn't that, you're there.
That's what I think is so neat there. About music.
Wild.
Do you write?
But then it can be traumatizing when it's actually you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's worse. I can't sing with
now. Add that. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's for my therapist later. So go ahead. What's the next question? Here, let's go. Let's try.
I'm no good at therapy. Don't look to me for that. No, I'm just wondering if you write now, when you sit down and write, do you write with your heart or with a guitar? Or are they one and the same almost? What do you write with? Or like a piano? Or like how do you do it?
Oh, man. I wrote a song the other day that... it's funny, this recent, I've been making music recently. I have a couple projects coming out. And the way the songs came into, one of the albums is an originals, a new album of originals, which will eventually be released. The others is me covering some of the hit songs I've written for other people or collaborations I've done with other people. But the originals album is a riot. Like one of the songs is just, while I was in the studio, I was in Sweden recording, and I just all of a sudden, because I guess my brain was so focused on making this music, I just suddenly remembered a song I'd written 25 years ago that I never recorded.
Wow.
And so I just had to like figure that out. It was bizarre, and we actually found a recording of it. Took a couple hours. A friend from back then had a recording of it in a vault. Long story. But so like that song was over 25 years old. And then another one I just wrote, and I'm striping on that project before I wrote it in time, you know, that I'll put it on before the album gets mastered. But this one is based on something I've been saying to my husband for 30 years. And I would say this thing to him when I was mad or hurt, and he'd go, "Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that again. It's so ridiculous." And it became a little bit, maybe even a bit of a joke, but it was true. And then like the other day, I hadn't thought that thought in over a decade at least. And I went ahead and I thought it, and oh my God, it made me laugh. But it also was true again, and I thought, my God, have we not progressed here? Like, what's going on? and I went ahead and wrote a song about it and called the song like the thing I say to him. So you know, that song has been writing itself for 30 years. You know, and I wrote it, and then you know, long after I'd written it, did I sit down at a piano and play it? Like I didn't get to a piano for hours or days or something. And then, you know what I mean? Like they come different ways. Sometimes it's real thought that you have and you just write it down, and then you sit down with a guitar or piano and you make music that matches the words. And actually that part of it, now to get really nerdy, is super interesting, because depending on what the words are and how the words come out, the genre kind of reveals itself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This song, it almost came out more like a folk kind of country bluegrassy, like funny thing almost, like funny, romantic, traditional. Whereas other songs come out, you know, feeling a little bit more modern or feeling a little bit, you know, more alt folk. And that's because perhaps the words are more abstract, or, you know, I'm hiding in it somewhere more. Like, but when it's blatant, it tends to be more almost folk country, you know? So, it's an interesting process. And by the way, words are not the precursor, like the words are not always the first thing. Often times there's a musicality that comes through first. So it just depends on the song, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm always fascinated by that. I mean, I do radio and I've done like comedy. So, you know, I get a creative process. And I did, you know, like years ago in high school, I had a little band, but I'm always fascinated with how artists, yeah, create, what order things come in, and how you piece it all together. To me, it's just always, it's so fascinating.
Definitely, definitely comedy and music are, there's stuff there that's similar because, you know, I latch on to humor a lot in performance, and I can see where, you know, you have to read the room and the energy, and you have to really pay attention to, you know, just the people and the soul, the collective soul, in order to create something that people respond to. And comedy is so great because, you know, you either get a laugh or you don't. Yeah. Whereas music, you know, it's not quite as dry. Right.
Yeah,
as
sure.
a response. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, they're both definitely a really, interesting creative process and require a ton of childhood trauma in order to be successful. Okay. What's your next question before we get into psychology again?
We're going back there again. It always loops back to the psychology. Eh? Funny. Well,
it always circles back to
childhood
Winnipeg.
Trauma.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned your husband. I know I read that you guys met at a Pearl Jam concert like in the mid-90s. How rock and roll is that? And then now you have, like you said, family and sons. And mm-hmm. I hear that they're becoming quite musical. Do they ever, like you said, sometimes they're laughing at some of your songs. Do they ever roast your music or be like, oh, Mom, that's so bad? Or do you like collaborate together at all? Or is...
Yeah, I mean, it's our oldest son that is the true rock star in the house for sure. I mean, he's literally born it. It's gross. Like I think he like actually is alive only in music and on stage. It's bizarre. I wasn't born into music even the way he was. I definitely was born into it. I can guarantee that, but more in my internally. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whereas he, because he was like born and was on stage with me, like literally I would be past a crying baby as I would walk off stage. he has like a different, yeah. Like this kid, I feel bad. It's like, I made that happen, but you know, I took him with me. Like I just, that's yeah. what happened. So, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's very real and he's extremely talented too. Like there's such a genuine storm there. My other two, they're very musical and love music and they are talented. But they don't have that chip where they need to, like where they come alive, like yeah. only from being a creator. Do you know what I mean? Or a
yep,
creative.
Yep,
so
yep.
it's just different. But yeah, roast us for sure. But they also are like really enamored and proud and respectful. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I think they, you know, it depends on who's got stuff going on. Like, sometimes I'm the hero, but often it's their dad, right? Because their dad's a rock star. So,
yeah.
yeah.
I only ask because I've got my son. I've just got one son, but he's going to be 9 right away. And same thing. I feel awful for my wife because he's a spitting image of me. He's into being a dry, funny guy, and he loves you know 90s
God.
Rock. And like he even, you know, the other day, I felt bad because he's like, where are we going to get these? We need to get more CDs. And I feel bad. I'm like, you're going to go out into the world thinking this is normal to have CDs all over the place. But I still kind of live in, I'm like perpetually stuck in the 90s.
Sweetheart.
So, and I'm, you know, he's getting musical
yeah,
now.
You know,
and I'm like looking
like
forward.
Too.
Yeah, I'm like
yeah.
looking forward
oh,
to
my gosh.
Like playing with music with him. And stuff and seeing what we can create. So that's what I thought. Wondering if you did that with your kids. So
yeah,
you also
did.
Yeah,
we absolutely did. Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and do yeah.
I heard you mention you were from Winnipeg as well. Of course, Saskatchewan, storied history with them. You know, Riders versus Blue Bombers. What are we misunderstanding about Winnipeg? Why should we give it a fair shake here?
Wow. Well, why should we give Saskatoon a fair shake?
I love it. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Huh? Who do you think you are?
What do you, what do you got? Hey, we got the nice river that you're going to come paddleboarding. You're going to come paddleboarding in on our beautiful river.
That's your ticket? That's what you got for me?
That's what we got. It always goes back to the river here.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and say that being Ukrainian is something there's some equity here, so we don't have to compete.
No, I'm also a Ukrainian.
Well, of course you are. Hello. You're a traumatized Eastern European descendant in the prairies of the coldest populace in the world besides Siberia. And
that's awesome.
I get it. That's what we are. You know, that's where we are. Really graceful frickin' people who have endured muchly. And it's in our DNA. And then it's in the DNA. And then they thought, well, this will be familiar, suffering. And we do that, and we're fine with it. It's so funny. Like, my husband sometimes I tease him and I say, you know, he's from Toronto. I call them Toron-terribles. He acts like he's from Miami or something. I'm like, dude, like, he'll be like, it's cold. And I'm like, oh, shut up.
Yeah,
it is not even cold. What are you talking about? Oh my God. And he'll be like, babe, you're insane. This is freezing. I'm like, oh, come on. Are you serious right now? And then we actually get in a fight. Like, it's ridiculous. Oh my God. I almost pride myself, like, nothing hurts. Okay. That's what being from Winnipeg is. Nothing hurts.
For sure. Right. We've been in those hardy,
hit me with your best shot, Gregor.
Hardy cold days. We have seen them all. Yeah. I always scoff when people are like, oh, I don't know if I can handle this. Like, come on. We've been through a lot worse.
Come on.
Oh my God. You are so much fun.
I'm having
I'm having a riot chatting with you, but I don't want to keep you on here forever. So just want to thank you.
It's been a slice. And I'm really excited about the festival. And when you told me it was just starting and I'm realizing that we're kind of the last hurrah there at the end, I thought, wow, okay, well, now I'm feeling real proud here.
Nice.
So I better say something exciting about the actual show. I'm bringing my band. I have been playing with these fabulous, brilliantly talented women. So it's a really, I just played the show the other night. It was beautiful. I've been playing a lot because of Color Moving and Still turning 25. That's my second album. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, Gregor.
Of course.
So I've been playing a lot and having a lot of fun with all these, you know, songs, old and new, and it's exciting. It's exciting to kind of, you know, be the age I am, 39 forever. And I mean 29 forever. And to still be playing and just, you know, grinding away.
I love it. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning. Don't forget to pack your stand-up paddleboard, and we'll see you here next week, Chantel. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Gregor. Have a wonderful day, and love to everybody there in my prairie lands.